Strangers in the Wood is an actual play series drawing elements from gothic fairy tales and 80s fantasy and sci-fi action and horror films. As such, a list of content warnings will always be made available in the description. I think, okay, we're live. Hi, hello. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our part of the Rainbow Roll Fest. My name is Kendo, or Kendrick, whichever you prefer. I use they, he pronouns, and with me is the most wonderful Marcy Lynn.
Oh, excuse me.
Hi, I'm Marcy Lynn. I use she, they pronouns. Yeah, and I'm really excited to kind of get into it.
Yeah.
My brain kind of shut off.
Yeah, right? As soon as we were on, my brain was like, no, we're not doing anything today. But no, we are doing something today. Let's see. Okay. So, Weird Tales Yet Told. We just finished our first season of Strangers in the Woods, which we play Babes in the Woods, a Powered by the Apocalypse game by Adam Voss of World Champ Game Co., which is like an Over the Garden Wall inspired a little adventure where we have three wonderful children, Dorothy, our little 7-year-old bundle of joy, Walter, our talking weasel friend who's very traumatized, and Dakota, played by the most wonderful Marceline. And I mentioned that because today we are not going to be playing Babes in the Wood, but we are doing a live game for you. And the game that we're playing is called One Missed Call, a game about two people separated by distance, either growing apart or coming together based on how their relationship changes over time. And I mention that because we will be playing a prequel game of Strangers in the Woods, taking place relatively in the same setting. It's not within the Sublime, but it uses our most wonderful little kid, Dakota, and his relationship with his father shortly post some events. This is where I have to get into. Before we get into this, I have some content, some general content warnings about this game that we're about to play. Not necessarily about the game, but the content that we will be dealing with. So general content warnings about adoption, the foster care system, dealing with child services, the legal system, some substance abuse. I don't think that we're going to get very specific about it. I don't think that we're going to really talk about it at all. It will be veiled. And physical violence between children, and then also physical violence between adults. Again, veiled. We won't be playing that out, but we will be talking about it because this is a game about phone calls. I think that's really it that I have about that. So, Marcy, do you want to describe Dakota for us really quick? For people who are not familiar.
Okay, yeah. Dakota is a 14-year-old, I guess at this point, 14, 13, like starting high school. Kind of one of those kids that definitely hit a growth spurt way before everyone else. So kind of towers over a lot of the kids. Is a bit bigger, bit more aggressive. Is likes to be the strongest one in the room, I suppose. But they have like black hair that's like slicked back and shaved on the sides and green eyes. Yeah, just generally like, just, you know, one of those like kids that like kind of is a little rough and tumble. Trying to think, anything else I'm leaving out that you think would be essential?
I think because there's one crucial thing that we will have to talk about. So yeah, getting into this, I guess spoilers for Strangers in the Woods, minor spoilers. Yeah. Dakota is trans.
No.
Oh yes. Uses he they pronouns. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. But we are playing at a point in Dakota's life and in a relationship between Dakota and his father, at a period of time that this is not the case, where Dakota does not publicly go by he, they pronouns. I think we're still not even entirely sure where he is at during his journey into self-discovery and such. And so if you have listened to Tales Yet Told, and have listened to it, and have gotten to that part, well, we will be using, I will be using she, her pronouns for Dakota. We will see if that changes throughout this game. We don't know.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about a lot. I think we just brief overview. Jesus, I feel like I'm on crunch time. One Missed Call is a game by Carolyn Hobbs about two people separated by distance. And essentially, Marceline and I will be going back and forth doing phone calls with each other. And we have the option during a period of time where we have the phone call. I will say, being Dakota's father, I'm calling my kid. I will give the reason why I'm calling. I'm calling my kid because, you know, I just had a job interview and I really want to tell them how it went. And then I'll go ring, ring. And then Marceline or Dakota has the ability to either answer the call or not answer the call, or have it be a missed call. If Dakota answers the call, we will just play out a short scene of what that call is going to be. I'm going to say we're probably going to cap those conversations to around 2-3 minutes. I feel that's about right. We'll see pacing wise how those go. But if you decide to miss the call, I then have the decision to either leave a voicemail, in which case I'll leave a one-sided conversation, keep it short, or I will leave a missed call. And it's kind of symbolic of, you know, our relationship kind of breaking down because, you know, we're not able to communicate with each other, keep up in that kind of way. Yeah, that's really the main concept of this game and how it's going to work. We have a list of phrases on our sheets that I don't think we should say, just because they'll come up.
Yeah.
I think you'll notice once like we start saying similar phrases kind of back and forth to each other, what those phrases are. But we have phrases that we have to use before the end of the game, essentially, either during those conversations, in voicemails, or if we leave a missed call, we just check off one of them as having said, this is a thing I would have said, but never got a chance to. By the end of it, we will either, both of us will have a completely empty one. If one of us finishes all of our phrases before the end of the game, they're no longer allowed to call or receive calls. So every call is a missed call at that point. And it's up to the other person to either do a voicemail or leave a missed call. And they will have to keep doing that until they finish their things. Or the game also ends if 3 minutes pass and neither of us make a phone call. That is to give a quick warning that there might be decent bouts of silence between the two of us as we will be trying to figure out, what are we going to call about? What do we have to say? What do we want to talk about with each other? And the added caveat to this, Marcy and I are not allowed to look at each other after we are.
Oh, I fucking forgot about this. Oh, shit.
So once I'm done explaining the rules here, Marcy, you better turn that god. You better.
I will.
Turn the stream off. Look away. Minimize everything. Just look at your dang thing. And
I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
For a whole hour, I can't look at you.
Oh,
I don't know if I can do it.
We might die, but trust me, at the end of it, we'll be able to see each other again. And all will be well.
I'll hold strong.
Hold strong. So I think with that, I think we should get into it. Do you have anything you want to say before this
lights out for us? Do we want to give a baseline of what the situation for our characters is, or just want that to come out through play?
No, I think we should give them a, this game is going to go by fast, so that's just why I'm okay with us talking for a bit here. We can, do you want to give an explanation about the relationship between Dakota and his dad?
Dakota's dad has always been kind of a rough character, and always like been involved in a bit of shadier parts of life. Never necessarily the most like clean cut or typical average Joe. Kind of gets in a lot of trouble, has a lot of debts with people that you probably shouldn't have debts with, but good dad and tries his best to look out for his son. But unfortunately, when you live a life like that, sometimes the state deems, you know, you unworthy or unfit to take care of your child. And that may be very true. And I think that's what we'll explore through play as well. Yeah. So, CPS has separated Dakota and, his dad, and they're trying to, understand what that rift between them means and how they can grow, you know, and, congruently, but also seeing and understanding what that distance will do to them.
Couldn't say it better myself.
Maybe.
I could try, but I think I would fail.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. No, yeah. There we go. Okay. All right. I guess with that, let's just get into it. I'm going to pull up a 3-minute timer on my phone. Do not forget.
Oh, shit.
If 3 minutes pass and neither of us makes a call, this game is over. Doesn't matter how many.
All right, wait. Do you want me to do the? Do you want to do the timer for the calls?
Yeah, that works. Yeah, I can do the. Okay. Yeah, I can do the overall timer if you do the timer for. That.
So many timers. Oh my
god. It's just two. I would say we can put the timer for the calls at, but it can also be 3 minutes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Sounds good to me. Okay. All right. Are we starting?
All right. Yep. I am minimizing my window right now.
You've already been gone. You've been long gone.
I've been long. Oh, you've already minimized me. You haven't even been looking at
me. Yeah. You've been minimized, baby. Oh,
no. Okay. All right. I got to get into character. I'm a dad. I'm a dad now. And I'll tell you when I'm about to start the timer. Okay. Timer starts now.
I think Dakota makes the first call. I think Dakota, or I know Dakota. Dakota calls his dad. Do you take the call?
Oh, you're supposed to say ring ring.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're supposed to say I'm doing the. Okay, everybody.
What the fuck?
Technical. No. So I guess to re-describe, you say who you are. You say who you're calling. The reason why you're calling, like the circumstance behind it. And then ring ring so that they know that that part's over. And then
okay so Dakota is calling his dad to talk about his first day of high school. Ring ring.
Hey
big guy. I just got home from my first day.
Oh, okay. Dope. Hold on, sorry, I was just grabbing a bite. Give me a second. I'm gonna
No worries. What are you eating?
All right, you know that place around the corner, the that gas station, Marty's?
Oh, yeah. The where we used to get the Icy Pops?
Yeah, you know it. I'm saving that part, but I am eating a chicken sandwich right now.
Oh, those are the best.
Chicky
Sandos. You know, the food they have at this new cafeteria, it's way better than the stuff they used to have at the last place. The school feels a little fancy.
They got you with some bougie people? Is that what's going on?
They had pizza with toppings, Dad.
All right, that's some bullshit. That's bullshit. I mean,
two
that's
toppings.
No, that's good for you, but bullshit that the other school couldn't do it. You know, it's just pepperoni. Who can't afford pepperoni?
I mean, I know. The crust still sucks, but at least there's sausage now.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with sausage.
It just doesn't feel the same coming home and not having, you know, the TV playing or anything.
They don't let you watch TV over there?
They do, but it's always, I don't really get to choose the shows or anything. And
ugh, are they news people?
No, just a lot of the kids are younger here. Mm. And so I don't feel right barging in. So
I get you.
I've been drawing a lot.
Like anime? Is that what you kids like? Is it?
Yeah, Dad. Anime.
I'm just, hey, come on, all right, I'm old. I don't fully remember what I don't know, you didn't draw when you were around here. We were too busy hanging out, being cool to draw. Not the drawing's wrong, but.
I know. I drew a picture of you, and I wish you were here to see it, because it's really cool. Maybe I can send you a picture on my phone or something.
Yeah, that'd be great. Please
does,
do.
Does your phone get pictures?
I think so. I don't see why. No one's ever sent me a picture, so it's hard for me to really say. You're probably not going to know the answer to
that, Dad. I get it. It's fine.
No one's ever sent me. So you'll have to try to send it to me first, and then I'll be able
Let me know if you get it.
Okay. Are you about to send it to me right now?
Yeah. Wait. Okay.
Do I have to hang up in order to see it, or do I got to?
You might. Here. Okay. I'll send it, and then can you call me back later?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Send it to me. Let me finish this stand out, and I'll call you back later.
All right. I love you, Dad.
I love you too. I am going to call my kid, because it is my first day at my new job, and I want to tell him how it is. Ring ring.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah. Hey, Dynamite. What's up?
Sorry. I'm at wrestling practice. What's up?
Oh, no. I was just calling. Wait, hold on. Wrestling? Are you doing wrestling now?
Yeah. Some of the guys that I have a class with thought that I'd be a good fit, so I thought I'd give it a try. This is my fourth week or something. I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Oh, that's dope. I'm sorry. I didn't even know you started. I know it's been a bit. Sorry. That's cool. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Are you sure?
I always have time for you, Dad.
All right. I want to let you know. I got the job.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah. No. They got me moving boxes in the back of the warehouse. You know, general packing stuff. You know, they said if I do a good job, might move me up to manager. So,
oh, look at you. Yeah, fat cat.
Possibility for growth, you know. you know. So,
yeah, what boxes they have you lifting? Like tissue boxes?
What? No, the big ones. Like big ones. Like I'm telling
you. Oh, no.
The ones that no one else can lift, you know.
Oh, those are the ones they got me doing. Sure.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. Fuck you. You're not the only athletic one around here, all right? I can, you know, I used to... Have I told you that I used to wrestle? I vaguely remember telling you that. Wait. I don't know if I have.
I try and block out the memory of when you showed me your old singlet, Dad.
Okay, all right. That was the style, all right? You know, I look good in it, all right? I look good in it, all right? I try it on every now and then. I'm not going to lie. I look good in it. What are you going to do? Get mad at me for being happy with myself? Come on.
whatever brings you joy, big guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Well, you should get back to your meat.
No, how's
Oh.
How's the
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. You know, I've been going consistently as the, you know, court ordered, but it's been good. It's been real helpful. Dr. Chambers has been very, very helpful. She's got me journaling.
Yeah. Oh, you have a diary now, do you?
No, it's a journal, all right? It's my family, all right? It's a
journal. Oh, yeah. Dear diary, today I lifted 3 tissue boxes and almost threw out my back.
All right. Oh, no, I'm not. Okay, fuck you. Okay, I'll talk to you later. You get back to your practice, all right?
All righty. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, of course. I am gonna call my kid, because I just lost my job, and I need to hear someone's voice that I care about. Ring. Ring.
Goes to voicemail.
Hey there, Dynamite. How's it going? It's me, Pops. Didn't want nothing. Just, you know, want to check in on you, see how things were going. I know that you had your championship this yesterday. Just wanted to check in, see how it went, you know? Sorry I couldn't call you. It was real busy yesterday at the warehouse. So, you know. But yeah. I hope you had fun, kiddo. Sorry I couldn't be there. Yeah, that's it. Goodbye, I guess. Click.
Dakota calls his dad because he just got his phone back.
It goes to voicemail.
Fuck me. Hey, Dad. I'm sorry I missed your call. I got my phone taken away for 2 weeks. I was at the championship meet, and the refs didn't call it right, and that kid, I was in the finals, and that kid, I know he was overweight. He wasn't. There's no way he was in my weight class. There's no way. I've lifted every single kid in my weight class, and I can just throw him around the mats, and there's no way that kid qualified. And when the meet was done, I was waiting for him in the hallway, and man, you should have been there, because I let him have it. Oh my god, he may have had the medal, but that kid was limping out of that building. And so the school called, and They took away my phone as punishment, and I've had to do a lot more chores. And I couldn't really answer your call. I'm sorry. I hope you're doing well. And then click.
Dakota is going to call his kid. By the way, sorry.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, I guess most people don't know. Dakota is also Dakota's dad's name. Dakota took their dad's name.
Yeah.
I am going to call my kid because it's been a while since we last talked, because I was not able to contact them previously, and I really need them to know that if they've been calling me and I've been missing their calls, it's not been on purpose.
Where you been, old timer?
Hello. This is a prepaid call from Dakota Wallace, an inmate at facility name here. To accept charges, press 1. To refuse charges, press 2.
Press 1.
Hey, Dynamite. How's it
up? Hey, old timer.
Hey. I guess I'm... Shit. You already know.
What's wrong?
I guess.
Where are you calling me from?
I fucked up, kiddo.
What?
I fucked up real bad. I lost my job, first of all.
How?
I guess.
You said you were doing so well.
I was trying. I was... It wasn't my fault. It was this other guy. He was stealing some stuff out of the packages, and I caught him, and apparently it wasn't just him. It was him and this other guy, and they...
You rat on him?
What? No, what? No. I didn't fucking rat, all right? Come on, you know me better than that. I didn't rat, but manager found out anyway, and they put it on me. It's bullshit, all right? It's bullshit.
No, that's total bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's not why I'm calling. It's not why I'm calling. I wanted to let you know I haven't been trying to miss your calls, okay? I'm on my phone, and I will. I just want to check in on you. How you doing, kid?
I'm okay. They got me in some house with the family now. They're okay. I've been spending a lot of time at this girl's house.
Friend of yours?
Kinda.
That's good. You're making friends. That's good.
It's more than that. Remember that one time when I went to that party in like middle school with like Vivian, and like, you know, we had like, I came back and like I was covered in bruises and you were mad.
Oh, yeah, because that kid pushed you off the fucking slide. Yeah, no, I remember that.
Well,
I don't know if that has to do with this, but yeah, I remember that.
Vivian ended up going to my high school and we've been talking and we started dating.
Oh, that's cool. That's dope.
Cool. She's great. She's really, really great.
Wow. I'm happy to hear that. That's a mazel tov, I guess.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I'm just at a bit loss of words.
It's okay. I am failing a few of my classes, though.
What? Whoa. Okay. Wait. Way to bury the lead here, kid. All right. What's up? What's going on?
It's just like these guys at school, they've been like really fucking with me, and I've spent a lot of time in detention. I got OSS for a week.
Hey, all right, kid.
It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault. Okay, like you said, like, you know, where you happen upon those guys who are taking things out of boxes. You know, these two fucking assholes, dude. I was on my way home, and there's this one spot on the way home where they always fucking sit, and they sit there and they post up and they yell at everyone there. And they try and, like, take people's money. And there's this one kid who walked by, and they're really giving it to him. And so I stepped in, and I started beating their ass. And, man, they were running scared. But I guess one of the teachers takes that path home and came by us, and they just pinned it on me. And so...
I'm sorry, kid. That...
Hold on. Vivian's calling me. Can I call you back? Click. I think that Dakota tries to immediately call back to the jail or the prison where you're at. Mm-hmm. After like a few hours of being on the phone with Vivian. Ring, ring.
I missed call. It goes to voicemail. They might have a messaging system.
Yeah, or maybe they just take down a message. Like,
yeah, let's say that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hey, Dad, sorry, Vivian had a rough day and needed to talk to me. Can you give me a call whenever you're available? I'm so sorry. I forgot that I couldn't really call you back. I love you, and I hope that you're okay. I should have said that before I hung up.
I'm calling my kid because I've got some job interviews lined up. I've started going back to AA, and I'm trying to get my stuff together. So after a while, after what's probably been a second, I think it's a good time to reach out and see what they've been up to.
Hey, old timer.
Hey, if it isn't my dynamite, how's it going?
Interesting, but not the worst.
Interesting. Those are not usually words people used to describe their day. It has been a long time. What's going on, kid?
Well, I squeaked by on my classes, and summer's like 2 weeks away, so it's... I'm really excited to be out of there.
Hey, all right. Moving up a grade, squeaking by classes, just like your dad before you. I'm loving that. So it sounds like you're doing all right then.
More or less. The Clarks, I'm not living at the Clarks anymore. But it's okay. I'm back at, you know. But it's not too bad. Some of my old buddies are still here from last time, and so hanging out with them.
All right. Well, you've got some people, you know. What happened with the clerks?
They're just too strict. Dad, they don't, like, get that, like, they want to, like, baby me. They think that, like, I'm just a child that I can't take care of myself. And it's, like, I literally can do everything myself. I don't need them, you know? Like, you know that. You've seen me. Like,
I mean, I get you, you know? You don't need a lot of help. You're independent. I get that, but...
Like, you know, I don't need... They gave me a bedtime, Dad.
What time was the bedtime?
They said, be inside when the lights are off. Or the lights come on outside. The street lights, Dad.
Okay, that's...
In February.
All right, it feels a little... Okay, yeah, it's winter. It gets a little early. Yeah, what? Like, sundown's by, like, 7, right?
Maybe? 6. 6? Dad, 6 o'clock?
It feels early, I get it, but you know.
And so I started sneaking out, and...
Where are you sneaking off to?
I was going to Vivian's, and there's, like, some guys I've been hanging out with that, like... They have this really cool, like, okay, Dad, oh my god, this town I'm in, they have these old, like, bunkers, and, like, they broke into some of them, and they have, like, a pool table in there, and, like, darts, and, like, some of, like, the older kids all hang out in there, and it's so cool, Dad, you'd love it. Oh my god.
That does sound pretty dope, kiddo, I'm not gonna lie. That sounds really cool. You're doing your work though, right?
I mean, I told you I got through my classes, right?
You squeaked by. How much is squeak?
A few of my teachers bumped my grades because they felt bad. But, like, I still made it, so that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, but you can't just be getting by just because people feel bad about you. You know? Like, that, how did, you can't feel good about that, right?
I don't know. I mean, we've always squeaked by, you know?
Yeah, but
as long as we make it, remember?
Yeah.
It's not about how you get there, but where you are.
I mean, kid, it does matter a little bit how you get there. I mean, I'm not, I just...
That's rich coming from you.
Wait, hey, okay, I'm sorry. Look, I'm in no place to judge. I'm in no place to judge. I want you to make sure that you are looking out for yourself, all right? Breaking into old... What, military compounds? Like bunkers you're talking about? Like,
yeah, it's badass. You'd love it. Yeah,
it's also a real easy way to get hurt, kid.
I'm tough, you know that.
I'm not saying you're not tough, all right? I know you're tough. But I also know you're my kid, and that means you are likely to get in more trouble than you expect. And so because of that, I just want to make sure you are watching out for yourself, okay? Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Of course. Hey. Summer's about to start. Maybe, you know, I can check in with, you know, old Judge Man and see if they will allow for, like, a quick visitation. Maybe we could go to, like, a amusement park or something. Maybe a concert.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Dope. I'll talk with my lawyer, see if we can get in contact with the people that we need to for that, and you know, we can figure out we can find a time and date for that.
All right, how have the meetings been going?
They've been all right. They've been good.
Have you been doing good? Have you stayed on track?
Oh. Straight as a stick or whistle.
Depends on the stick you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I'm on the straight and narrow. I'm doing it. I'm good. I'm late. Sorry, kid. I have another call, job interview. I'll talk to you later though, right?
All right. Bye. I love you.
Bye. Talk to you soon. Click.
Dakota calls his dad about the concert and everything that was being arranged with them over the summer. Ring ring.
Hey, Dynamite. Not terribly a great time, but what's going on?
I can't come, Dad.
What? Wait, what are you talking?
I can't come to the concert. I can't go.
Oh. Okay. That's fine. Do we need to find another time to do it, or are you?
They won't let me see you.
Who won't let you see me? The judge said it was cool.
I'm at the Rogers now, and they're saying that you're a bad influence on me, and that I can't see you.
No, fuck the Rogers. No, they don't know shit about what. No, fuck.
I got brought home by the cops last night.
What?
I was at a party, and Vivian was talking to this fucking idiot, and he was just sitting there, and they were both just sitting there talking on the couch, and she fucking kissed him, Dad. And so I pulled him on the front lawn, and I knocked his fucking teeth out. Like, come on. That's what happens when you mess with like a Wallace. You know that. And like, what else am I supposed to do? Sit there? What am I supposed to do? Cry about it? No. So I pulled him out on the front yard, and I like the kid. This is a debate kid, you know? Vivian kissed this kid. He can't lift over like 10 pounds in one arm. Are you kidding me? And so, you know,
kid.
They had to call the paramedics. Kid.
Hey.
Yeah.
You can't be doing shit like that.
What do you mean, Dad?
You can't.
What am I supposed to do?
You talk about it.
Talk about it?
Not with Kim. No, what? Fuck Kim. Oh. I'm talking about, you talk about it with her. All right, you can't just go around knocking people on their ass.
There's nothing to talk about, Dad.
You're going to end up in jail, right? The reason why you're not in jail right now is because you're a minor. You keep doing shit like that, you keep doing shit worse than this, you're not just going to go home. Not that night.
So you've been in jail tons of times and you're fine.
And I don't...
What's a few nights in jail?
I'm not fine. What about what I'm doing looks like I can't talk about this right now.
What do you mean you can't talk about this right now? We're having this conversation right now.
Who do you think you're talking to?
What? I don't know anymore.
No, you don't talk to me like that. All right? I know that I try to be friendly. I try to treat you nice, but at the end of the day, you still got to respect me, all right? And right now, I am doing as Dr. Chambers has said. I am putting a boundary right now. I cannot have this conversation. In this moment, I think neither
Dad.
Of us can have this conversation right now. And
I can have this conversation.
I will talk to you. I will call you back after I...
How am I supposed to respect someone who tells me to talk about my feelings to a girl who just cheated on me?
I'm going to call you back in 5 minutes. All right? Get some water. Cool off. We'll talk about it later.
Click.
Ready to get your hands dirty and stuff some creds in your pocket? Then get ready for Cyber Plus Punk Overload, the first official expansion of the award-winning sci-fi action TTRPG, Cyber Plus Punk. This game is powered by a super-condensed version of John Harper's Forged in the Dark system made specifically for action-packed one-shot sessions. Cyber Plus Punk puts you in the boots of a runner, living on the edge and stalking the shadows of a gritty, ultra-violent world full of megacorps, mercs, and pigs, all looking to f*** you over. And guess what? You've got one last run. Overload is a collection of 16 new scenarios that drop you into mega prisons, reality TV shows, time loops, Badlands, and even the Netscape. Plus, you get additional add-ons, including gear catalogs, new plug-in rule sets, and complete settings, all bundled into 3 sleek thematic packs. Ain't that just grand? And if that's not enough, if you back Cyber Plus Punk Overload on Kickstarter, you can even get an exclusive hollow foil sleeve, making it seamless to take your game anywhere you're going. Now what the f*** are you waiting for? Go to Kickstarter now and back Cyber Plus Punk Overload. And good luck, runner. You're gonna need it.
Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I'm here to tell you about Dice Exploder, a podcast where each week, me and a rotating co-host take one tabletop RPG mechanic, just one mechanic, and break it down as deep as we possibly can. If you love thinking about role-playing games and how they work, this is the show for you. Come listen to me talk to Alex Roberts about love and pity, John Harper about elegance and layout, and Mikey Ham about, what else? Exploding dice! It's an interview show, a review show, a design show, and most of all, a show for anyone who loves these games. Come on down and join us. Find Dice Exploder at DiceExploder.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am calling my kid because I told them I would call them in 5 minutes.
Goes to voicemail.
Look, I'm sorry about that. I shouldn't have yelled at you like that. I definitely don't have any right to be judging you about what's going on in your life. I'm really worried about you, kid. I want you to be able to live your life, you know, without falling into the same shit that I did. And I know you're mad, but you'll get over it. When you do, when you're ready to talk, you know where to call me. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Dakota is calling his dad because he feels ready to talk again. It's been probably a few weeks. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Quick. Hey, how's it going?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm sorry, too.
I know you want the best for me, but I know you want me to be someone different from who you are. But you're my dad, and I don't have you here to protect me anymore. I have to do that myself. You know what that's like. These people that they have me with, they don't get it. They just don't.
I know.
And I feel like you don't get it anymore either. Tell me about your diary and whatever the doctor is telling you to do, to breathing exercises. That's not you.
Look, I know that you are not used to your old man being like this, I guess, being
being responsible. I haven't been that a lot. Not for you, not for anyone. And I gotta change that.
I don't need you to change.
I know you don't need me to change, but the court needs me to change.
If you gotta jump through hoops, and you can, you know, play their little game, but I don't want them to change you. I want my dad. I don't want whatever they throw a spit out of, whatever they want to make you. I don't want that. I want you. I want the dad that is missing a few teeth and takes me to get ice cream after, you know, after brawling it out, you know? That's the dad I want.
I know. I know that's the dad you want. But that's also the dad that lost you. And I don't want to lose you. And I'm realizing now that I was going down a path that either way I would have lost you if they took you from me. Or
how much longer do we have to do this? It's been way too long.
They said a few months. I know.
You know that they said that people go through this and they go to the meetings and if they show progress, then after you know 4, 5, 6 months that they've seen progress and turnarounds that fast. I don't like these houses, Dad.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I know. It's lights out in a few minutes, so I probably should go.
You know I love you, right?
I know. I love you, old timer.
I miss you every day.
I miss you too.
Just wish you were here.
Me too.
I gotta get up early in the morning. I gotta go to a interview.
Let me know how that goes.
I will.
Okay. Good night, Dad.
Good night, Dynamite.
Click. Dakota calls back calls his dad because his current foster family is taking him on a vacation. He wanted to talk to his dad about it and also kind of see how he's doing. Ring, 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 ring.
Click. Hey.
Hey, old timer. How you been doing?
I'm doing all right, Dynamite. I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Still got a lit fuse.
Ain't blow up quite yet.
I just wanted to see how you were doing.
I'm doing good. Doing good. Just waiting to get some replies back from some places I applied to. I got a real good feeling about some of these. I ended up working at one of those fancy hotels.
Really?
Yeah, they need some housekeeping done, and my friend Angie, she works there and said she could put in a good word for me. So
hoping to hear back. That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like one of the ones like with the big chandelier?
Oh, biggest chandelier I've seen at least. And it's got a, it's got 13 floors, which, you know, but it's got 13 floors. It's where the real nice people, you know, stay in town whenever they're coming through for their conventions or whatever. I think it doubles as a convention center, actually.
Oh, that's the the tippy top.
The tippy top with the bougie best, you know. So I'm looking.
They're gonna have you in a suit.
Damn, I didn't think about that. I guess they might. They might.
I don't think I've ever seen you in a suit, Dad.
Oh, well, you know, only ever had one suit in my life, and had to sell it. But you know, I look pretty good in one. I've never shown you your mom and I's wedding photos or nothing like that.
No.
Oh. I mean, I can figure out how to, I guess I can take pictures of them on my phone, right, and send it to you.
It's okay, Dad. I don't really want to talk
to my mom. No, I can. Okay. I get it. Understood.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
I'm proud of you though with the hotel interview and everything.
Thank you.
Sounds like you're doing real good.
Yeah, I mean it's more than just the hotel. I've been interviewing at a few places, and they should be getting back to me this week. So, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, I guess.
Yeah.
I have a vacation with the Rogers right now.
Oh. Would you all go?
Well, they're wanting to take us camping, which sounds kind of fun. They said it might be good for me to blow off some steam outdoors.
That sounds nice. That sounds nice. You guys going to go fishing and stuff?
Yeah, I guess.
Can't imagine you fishing.
Listen, I can catch. I'll catch the biggest fish you've ever seen.
Oh, will you?
I'm gonna come back with a Loch Ness monster.
Loch Ness monster is in Scotland.
There's gotta be more, right?
I think that's just the one. I think there might be some other cryptids out there that I don't know about. That's around where you're at, but I think Nessie is spoken for.
Well, I
could be wrong, but
maybe I'll catch like Mothman or something, and I'll bring him back.
That'd be nice. That's the one that sees into the future, right? Or like,
no, does, Dad.
Wait, what does Mothman do? Is it just, it's like a big guy, right? That looks like a moth?
Yeah, it's okay. You don't have to worry about it. I know it's a lot.
It's not a lot. Wait, no, I know who Mothman is. I know who Mothman is. It's a big guy. He's a moth. He comes around when bad things are about to happen, right?
Yeah, sure.
What? No, I'm right. I think I'm right. What? You know, whatever. You're I'm going right, to look it Dad. Up. I'm going to look it up. And when I find out I'm right, you're getting a text.
All right. The Rogers do have me. They're probably switching schools for me.
I thought you were doing all right at this one. Why they?
The whole thing with Wayne over the summer, the superintendent got word of it, and they said that they don't think that I'm a good fit for their school anymore. And so I'll be going to a public school instead.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with public school as far as I'm concerned.
I want to know what the school. Rogers said.
Well, Rogers are a bunch of jerks, so
yeah. They've been telling me that I've got anger issues and that I am too violent, and I they won't even let me watch action movies anymore.
Okay, that's a little much. I don't, I mean, if I'm being honest, which Dr. Chambers said I should be. I don't think they're entirely wrong.
Are you taking their side?
No, I, there's no reason you shouldn't be allowed to watch action movies. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but obviously.
But you did punch a kid's teeth out.
He kissed my girlfriend.
Yes, I know. But you gotta start thinking these things through, kid.
Are you saying you I don't think?
No, I'm not saying you don't.
I made that choice.
Right. Did you think about the consequences of that choice?
Yeah, I thought about the consequences of him laying on the ground.
Did you think about
the consequences of kissing Vivian?
That's not the consequences I'm talking about, kid. And you know that.
Yeah, I get grounded for a little bit. Like, what?
There's going to be a point in your life where getting grounded is not the worst thing that can happen to you.
Then I won't do it then.
When do you learn when that line is? When do you learn when you've gone too far? Because you won't know until you step over that line. And once you do, it might be too late. That's what I'm saying.
I know where the line is. Okay? I backed off when after he went down, I backed off. I could have kept going, but I didn't. And you taught me that. I'm never going to take anything further than it needs to go, but I'm still going to stand up for myself.
There are other ways to stand up for yourself, though. I know.
How? Did Dr. Chambers tell you this one, too?
Leave her out of this, okay? Resorting to violence should not be the first step in conflict resolution. It just shouldn't. Because if we can find other ways to deal with the things put in front of us...
What, like a coward? People.
No, not like a coward. Like someone who's thinking, you know. Every great general... Let's say, in the military, George Washington, let's say, he knew when to pick his battles.
You're a big military fan now, are you?
No, I'm not a big military fan. Fuck the military. That's not what I'm saying.
Do you hear yourself?
No.
I'm not thinking. I'm not. I don't know my lines, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Dad. If you had pushed that kid on the ground and he landed any way that could have damaged his skull or his neck or his spine, even a simple push that seems innocent. Could harm someone irreparably for the rest of their lives. And then you're not just going home to get grounded, kid. You're going to prison. They don't care how fucking old you are if you accidentally kill someone. Sometimes you don't choose when you go over that line. The world chooses for you because you decided to start walking and it moves it or it pushes you. You're taking unnecessary actions. You don't need to fight every person that gets in your way, that does something that you don't like. You can't just fight everyone.
That's what you did. That's how you got here.
And I don't have a fucking job. I don't have my wife is gone. You're gone. I'm going to fucking AA meetings. I'm in fucking therapy talking about the shit that happened between me and my dad and his dad and my mom and her dad and talking about the shit that I did in middle school and high school, the shit that I was doing through college, dropping out of college. Do you see where my life has ended up? Do you see where I am right now? You want to be like this? A piece of shit who can't keep his life together, keep his family together? Is that what you want to be?
You're not a piece of shit, Dad.
How? How am I not a piece of shit? Tell me one fucking good thing I did.
You tried, and you taught me how to be strong. You taught me how to endure everything in this world, and how to have a backbone and not be walked over. You taught me what it means to stand by your word and to be a man, and that stayed with me. My entire life, I remember that night when you almost didn't come out of that alley, and yet you still got in the car and drove, and you sat with me, and I remember sitting there next to you, eating mint chip, and you told me how the world will beat you down time and time again, and people will try and tell you that they know better, and that sometimes it's best to stay quiet. But you told me that we should always fight for what we believe in, and always fight to make sure that, you know, so that no one thinks they can just walk over you and use you. You taught me that.
I taught you the wrong lessons, kid. I'm sorry for that. I failed you in so many ways. And I'm sorry.
You don't get to choose when you failed me. I make that choice. You don't get to make that choice for me. I love you, Dad. And good luck with your interviews. I hope they go well.
Thank you. I hope you have fun on your camping trip. Hope you catch the biggest fish out there.
Bye. Dakota is gonna call his dad because he forgot his dad, or is like a, let's just say like an AA, like 1 year, I don't fucking know, like some kind of AA like celebration.
Yeah, it could be like a 1 year ceremony,
yeah,
thing like that.
Ring ring. Ring. Ring, ring. Ring.
Goes to voicemail.
Hey, old timer. Suzanne told me, today was the 1 year. I feel like such an asshole. I'm sorry I couldn't be there. Things came up and I guess I just forgot. Sorry. I'm happy for you. That's awesome. That's awesome. Doesn't really feel like it's been that long, I guess. It's gone really fast. Shit. Well, I start the public school soon. See how that goes. The Rogers have talked about maybe not continuing to keep me here after the vacation. I kind of blew up at them, but you know, that's what lit dynamite does, right? Yeah, they keep telling me that I can't do things, and I don't know. They sound a lot like you. I don't know. I don't think you guys really get me. And I think that we've been, I don't know. I feel like it's been too long. I don't think you know who I am anymore, Dad. I think you've lost yourself. I'm tired of being pushed around. I haven't really told you much, but all these kids at these schools, they just can't shut their fucking mouth. And they're always talking and always saying something. Always looking at me and judging me, and I know you want me to use my words and to tell them to stop, but I've seen the kids that do that. They get laughed at. There's only one way to stop these kids from laughing at me, and it's to give the, you know, the mean right hook you taught me. I know you're not going to want to hear that. I know you're going to be disappointed in me. And I know that I'm going to end up like you. And I don't think that's such a bad thing. I don't want to be laughed at anymore. I don't want the Four Eyes kid taking my girlfriend. I don't know if you're going to understand this, but I want to be the man you raised me to be. And I might start working towards that. I've been going by Dakota lately. Dakota Wallace has got a catchy ring to it. Dakota Wallace Jr., maybe? I know it's a lot at once, but it's easier than saying it in person. But yeah, I've been thinking about this for a while, and I think it's right, and I'm not going to let anyone tell me no. I'm not going to take any bullshit like you taught me. Maybe I should think a little bit more. Maybe you're right about that. But I'm not going to compromise on who I am. I don't think you'd ever want me to do that. I'll talk to you when I'm ready. And when I think you're ready. I love you, Pops. I still got a lit fuse. I'm proud of you. Click.
Dakota calls his son to let him know that he just got a job.
Goes to voicemail.
Hey, Dynamite. Or Dakota, I guess. sorry, I missed your call. I was actually in training when I got your call. I got the job. She came through, and your dad's working at that big fancy hotel that we were talking about. So should be good. Should be real good. You know, manager seems like a kiss ass to upper management, and you know, might be on our ass for that, but nothing I haven't dealt with before, you know me. Yeah. Wanted to tell you that. Wanted to tell you I got your call. And, wanted to tell you that I'll be waiting. I know that you gotta take some time for yourself, and I gotta take some time to get some shit right, so I'll be waiting for whenever you're ready to talk again. Love you, Dakota. Talk to you later. Bye. And that is our game. For the end of One Missed Call, each character is going to give a short epilogue showing their feelings about their long-distance relationship. Each epilogue is delivered as a brief, face-to-face monologue. Within your epilogue, state whether you want it to come together or drift apart. Whoever exhausted their key phrases starts first.
Yeah, Dakota, I think... Dakota feels like his dad doesn't understand. Feels like his dad's changed. That, like, going through all this and being a part, that his dad, like, has been turned into someone entirely different, who doesn't uphold the same values, who is willing to break his back so other people will like him. And Dakota feels alone. You know, I think that the one person that Dakota could always lean on was his dad, and his dad always was in his corner, like his coach, just always being like, get back in there, keep fighting, keep doing your thing. And having his dad tell him, like, stop fighting, like, you know, slow your roll, you don't know, you're not thinking, and hearing his dad, like, disapprove of him, he feels betrayed. He feels like his dad doesn't want to help him anymore. Because for him, for Dakota, someone who's in your corner is there. They're cheering you on and pushing you to make your choices. And they're not going to tell you you're dumb or you're not thinking. They're going to believe in you. They're going to trust your choices and judgment. And Dakota wanted them to come back together. And it's not the case right now.
For my Dakota, Dakota's dad.
Dakota Senior?
Dakota Senior. Dakota... at first wanted to pretend like nothing has changed. Still talking with his kid the same. The way in which he interacts with them about the way society works hasn't changed. He's still the fun-loving, kind of scummy father figure that, you know, a kid would love, because they let you get away with everything. I think after his losing his job and then an arrest over a fight that happened post that, which he didn't ever tell Dakota about, I think there was a lot of stress and pressure on him to have to change who he was and the way he interacted with his kid if he ever wanted Dakota back. And as he was making those changes, I think he began to realize the distance between them growing as he was trying to become a better person so that he could get Dakota back, and Dakota was just becoming him. But, like, the version of him that he was trying to no longer be, and seeing that he was still having an influence, and that his, like, image of the image that he was portraying that Dakota was trying to emulate and come into was not the image that he wanted Dakota to ever be. Especially as he began to realize where exactly he was in his life and where everything has led him, and to hear and, like, see as Dakota was starting to go down those same steps, I think it broke him a bit. And I think he ended up kind of accepting that Dakota was going to, in some way, shape, or form, be a version of himself. Not specifically just a version of himself, but a similar kind of person from at least a trajectory that he could see, but in a more, but still possibly moving in a better direction. I think he ended up wanting to still be a part of Dakota's life, even if minimally, however much Dakota was willing to open up and let him be a part of. But throughout the game being played, he wanted the two of you to grow apart. But he changed his mind at the very end. Thank you all so much for being here with us. This has been One Missed Call, a two-player tabletop RPG by Carolyn Hobbs. What does this mean for Dakota? What does it mean for Strangers in the Wood? Y'all are going to have to wait for the answers for that. But this has been an absolute blast. Thank you all so much for listening. As always, this has been the most lovely Marceline.
Hello.
Where can people find you on the internet?
So you can find me on Twitch and Twitter at SOAPIESQUID, Soapy Squid. I do some streaming of some video games and some random bullshit when I feel like it. On Twitter, I have a vapid stream of consciousness, and I post a lot of like thirst trap selfies. So really just this is the thinking man's Twitter.
The thinking man's Twitter.
Thank you guys.
Every person follows and then becomes a statue.
Yeah, of course. Sitting on a
toilet. Thinking about Marcy.
I hope so. I appreciate you guys being here. I know it's a bit of a change of pace and definitely tonally not so happy and exciting, but that's what we do here, baby. We make you sad. That's what
we do here. Tales Yet Told, the place where everyone comes to cry.
I hope that you guys enjoyed this little glimpse into Dakota's world and how he's grown as a person. And I think it's fitting for Pride Month. Showing like the world and the growth that Dakota's had outside the Sublime as well. And yeah. Thank you guys for being here. And that's all I got. Appreciate you though.
And as always, I am your most humble of game masters, most charitable of hosts, and most
gracious
award-winning Miss Kendo this side of Tales Yet Told. And you can find me everywhere on the internet at Kendo Makes Films. And you can find this podcast at Tales Yet Told on Twitter and Instagram. Please don't forget to leave a rating and review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Podchaser. Don't forget to tell your friends. But more importantly, don't forget to eat enough food, drink enough water, get enough sleep, and take care of yourself. Because self-care is very important. Especially in the world we're living in now. And don't forget to love yourself like we love you. Bye.
Love you guys. Take care.